Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to see all of you here today. We are so glad that you're here on this third Sunday in Lent. And we are wanting to just continue to worship and allow God to challenge our hearts during this Lenten season as we reflect on Jesus's life and everything that he's done and what God has done and will continue to do even in our lives today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about what ways can we honor God. And so as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there in our bulletin for our call to worship. The heavens declare your glory, O God.
And the church proclaims your majesty.
Creation praises you, O Lord.
Our voices lift your name on high.
Come, let us worship the one who is always with us. Well, let's do that this morning as we prepare to sing. And we're going to turn in our hymn books, if you would like. Hymn number 601, Standing on the Promises. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises I cannot fail. Storms of doubt and fear assail. By the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to him eternally, love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I shall not fail. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Sing the refrain. Standing, promises of God, my Savior, standing. Let's join together there for our opening prayer. Creator God, we enter this sacred space of worship, seeking your transformation and healing. Center our spirits in your love. Open our hearts to your voice, for we are ready to realign our hearts and follow you. Amen. And you may be seated, and we're going to sing our little Lenten chorus or song. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. We're going to sing it through twice this morning. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving I'll be a sanctuary for you. Sing it again. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving I'll be a I'm going to invite our children, if they would come forward this morning. Good morning. Wow, what a group we got today. Yes, how is everybody doing?
Good.
Yeah, who's on in here? Hey, guess what I heard? It's going to get up close to 70 this week. Oh, it's going to be a lot warmer. Yeah, is it tomorrow already? Oh, wow, that's going to be nice, isn't it? If you go outside and not have to worry about wearing a coat.
Yeah.
Wearing a coat. So we just sang that song about the promises of God. The promises of God. What do you think the promises of God are? What's that? Say it again. Okay, well, yes, part of the promises of God help to keep us safe. I believe that, yes. What else do you think? We think the promise, where do we find the promises of God? Where do you think we find those at? Well, yeah, some of them are in our hearts, aren't they? Okay, we hold on to them, don't we? Keep them. The promises of God. But where do we find them at? Where do we find the promises of God? What do you think? How about in the Bible? You think in the Bible we find the promises of God when we read the stories about how God was there for the children of Israel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego in the fiery furnace, or Daniel in the lion's den? Or how about in Jesus' teachings and words that are there? So those promises are what we hold on to kind of in the storms of life when we face those. Now we're going to look at some things today that the adults are going to hear about, and I'm going to talk about later. How many of you have heard of the Ten Commandments? You heard of the Ten Commandments? Oh my gosh, where's Miss Rhea? I know she's not here today, but I'm going to be on her case. You guys haven't learned about the Ten? Okay. Well, let me just tell you a little secret that maybe the adults don't even know. In Exodus, they are not called the Ten Commandments. Nowhere do you find the word commandments in Exodus 20, except in English translations. In the Hebrew, it is the 10 words of God. Think about that. Do you like when your sister tells you what to do?
No.
I didn't
sister, she would take her boyfriend, they go down to the basement, and I would sneak down the steps and watch. And Jerry would go, Jason, you get back upstairs. So, yeah, we don't like when people tell us what to do. But if I just talk to you, that's special, isn't it? If I just talk to you, if I put my arm around you and call you by name and tell you some things, that's more special. And somehow we've gotten that all backwards and think that God is telling us what to do when God is wanting us to know, if you want to live your best life, then don't go worshiping other gods. Now, for us, that seems odd, doesn't it? Because we don't think about other gods, do we? No. We don't have little idols in our house that we hold on to. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on, but there's lots of them that are listed there. God says if you want the best and live your best life, don't do that. Stay away from those kind of things. Because that just causes all kinds of trouble. And he goes on and he talks about other things, you know, about don't misuse God's name. Now we say it, or maybe you learned it, especially our adults, don't take the Lord, your God's name in vain. What the heck does that mean? It means don't misuse God's name. You know, don't say, I swear to God, and you're really not telling the truth. That's what it's kind of hinting at there. Yeah. And other things like that, and we could go on and talk about it. All of them, but that'll take too much time this morning. But what is that? Why is that? He wants the best for our lives. And what we do is we learn to walk in those kind of things by grace. Because of God's grace. Because, guess what? The 10 words begin like this. I am the Lord your God who delivered you out of bondage in Egypt. When the old Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, made all the Hebrew children slaves. You know what that was? That was a pure act of God's grace. God didn't have to do that. God chose to do that. To free all the children of Israel. And that reminds me that when we follow the 10 words, it's something we do out of response to God's grace in our lives. That God loves us, and God wants the best for us. Okay? And those are part of God's promises. All right. You can head on downstairs this morning. They're ready to roll.
As we go to our time of prayer this morning, we're going to invite you to have a chance to share. Oh, there it is. I thought I didn't have any of my pens up here or pencils. We're going to give you a chance to share your joys or concerns. And so we'll go ahead and begin there. Yep.
A friend of mine at work, his name is P.J. Swain, about my age, had a major stroke at work. Just a couple weeks ago, this could be a long part.
Recovery. Yeah. So we want to lift up PJ this morning and for this recovery from this stroke, and definitely want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to keep Beth in our prayers with her chemo, but also Shauna Welshman's and Bill. Shauna has a compression fracture in her back, and there's a surgery they can do for it that would stop the pain, because she's in horrible pain right away. But they haven't got it scheduled. And Bill's trying to help do the work Shauna does, and now it's starting to break down his old wound.
Okay, so we definitely want to, we had prayed for Shauna last Sunday. Definitely want to know We knew there was something wrong with her back, but now we know a little bit more of what's going on there. So we definitely want to keep Shauna in our prayers, and because that pain can be excruciating. And then for Bill also this morning, for strength and all that's going on there. Somebody else? Yes.
I have about three unspoken
things. Okay. So we know God knows what those are. Lift those up. Somebody else? Yes.
We have a new socket in my dad's operation. He tested positive for COVID this week, so it has been postponed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he is very, he's upset.
Yeah, so we definitely want to keep Gene in our prayers then this morning and ask for God's healing touch. Hopefully he'll move through that pretty quickly there. Yeah. Yes, it popped up on my phone this morning that her birthday was today. And so if you happen to know Mary Sue, you might give her a call or at least call and talk to Smoke and he can relay it to. But let her know for sure that we want to say happy birthday to her. Somebody else, I saw a couple other hands here. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, Legionnaires. I'm not even familiar with that. Pneumonia, Legionnaires, and what was the other one?
Liver.
Yeah. Definitely want to pray for all of those. Lots of things going on there. Wow. And those, it's tough when that many things hit you at one time. And definitely want to keep Mary Lou in our prayer. Someone else. Yes.
My son has testing done this week and returns to the cardiologist on the 7th.
Okay. And help me with his first name?
Ryan.
Okay. Definitely want to keep Ryan in our prayers. Praying for a good report there, a good outcome, or whatever needs to be seen there. And if there's something going on, maybe it can be something then that they can take care of, and definitely there with all that. I saw another hand, I thought, yeah. Yep.
Unspoken.
Definitely can do that. And did I see another hand over here? Maybe I was just seeing things. Yeah, go ahead.
Prayers for my mom, please. She's struggling right now emotionally. She feels like she's alone, even though she's not, and she cries every time we leave, and it's hard on us, and on top of that, we're starting to get the house ready for sale and estate sale and going through things. And so it's been an emotional week or two for all of us.
Yeah, yeah, definitely so. Definitely so. Should appreciate your prayers for Carol and also the kids, all of them, as they're trying to get everything squared away and get that sale going, and it'll be happening this month. So any others? Let me just say, I want to come back to something on Bev. Appreciate your prayers for Bev. She's been having issues with her liver. There's two possibilities there that they're unsure which is which exactly, but they're treating her with chemo. Depending on which it is, it's supposed to help with either of those, and she really needs that right now because it's affecting her, and it's been doing that for several weeks, and so we really would appreciate your prayers for Bev. She really needs that. Also, we want to ask for prayers, continued prayer for Dolores, for continued healing and strength there. And also for Larry, which is Les Kinder's brother, who has stage 4 colon cancer, yes, and pretty serious, and he really needs a miracle there. And then for Kay, I can't remember who turned in the slip for Kay. She's battling some kind of cancer, I believe. Is anybody, I don't know if the person that turned that in is here today or not, But anyways, I know she's battling cancer and appreciate your prayers for her and definitely there. Anybody else then before we, yeah. Ooh.
And the grandpa's having a terrible time because this boy's really at the edge of death. But the grandfather had just lost a grandson last month, and he's really struggling. So he's on our prayer chain.
For George this morning then, yeah. Anybody else? All right. Well, there's various ones there. Ask you to lift some of those up and maybe some of your own needs or needs of somebody else that maybe you couldn't mention. And while she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, as we pause today, we just want to thank you that you are the great I am. And no matter what we're facing, whatever the need may be, you are our peace. You are our healer. You are our provider. You are the one who banners over us. You are our righteousness. You are all of those things. You are the one who is there with us in the midst of what we're facing. You are the resurrection and the life. You are the way. All of those things that conveys that idea of you are the great I am. We need you today. We need you today in our lives, Lord. We need you to be real in the lives of the folks today that were mentioned, that are in need. And we lift them up today and ask that you, as the great I am, would extend your grace and your hand and your love and your healing and your delivering power to each one of those that have been mentioned today. We lift up PJ, God, with a stroke and this long recovery. We just pray for your touch upon him today. And for Shonda this morning with that compression fracture and that awful pain that she's experiencing right now. God, we pray that you would give her peace and healing and help for that she can get that surgery scheduled quickly, Lord, and they can get her in and get that taken care of. And we pray that you'll give Bill strength and during this time as he's trying to take care of the various things and that you would be with him. And Lord, we pray for Gene this morning, who was supposed to have surgery but has been afflicted with COVID. And we just pray for your healing touch, Lord, that there'll be a quick recovery there so that he can have that surgery and that you will continue to guide and direct all of that. We lift up Mary Lou, who just needs a serious healing miracle touch today with pneumonia and Ligonier's disease and liver failure, God, that you somehow in your mercy and grace would minister to her and be with her today. Lord, we lift up Ryan, who's going in for testing, Lord, regarding his heart and his arteries, God. We just pray that you will guide and direct. And Lord, we just pray that there'll be a good report. But Lord, if there is something that needs to be taken care of, we also pray that they'll be able to do that and get it taken care of, and that he can be on the mend and recovered quickly. Lord, we lift up Carol today, God, who is just so struggling with being homesick and missing folks and just all of that. And Lord, that's very common in those kind of situations, but we pray for your grace, we pray for your peace, and we pray for your help in that situation. Lord, we lift up Dolores to you, asking for your continued healing and strength for her today. We lift up Larry today, who really needs a miracle of you today with this colon cancer, God. We ask that somehow, some way, that you would be able to touch him. And Lord, we lift up Kay today, who's also battling cancer. Lord, we pray that you would touch there. And Lord, I'm thinking of someone today that was mentioned to me, but we can't say their name, that is also dealing with serious stage 4 prostate cancer. God, we just ask for your healing touch for him today, and your hand to be extended, and your grace and mercy today. And Lord, we lift up George, Lord, who has been hurt and damaged when he got pinned between two trucks. We just pray for your healing grace and touch there. And Lord, we lift up Bev to you today. God, we pray for strength and healing for her, especially for strength as she goes through this treatment, Lord, that it'll be able to take care of what is going on with her liver. And God, we just ask that you would just work there in that situation, Lord, so that her liver will begin to function once again like it should. And we just ask for your healing touch for her and your peace for her and strength for her today. And Lord, we lift up these 4 unspoken requests today, Lord. You know what each of those are. We pray that you would extend your grace and your mercy and your hand into those situations. And Lord, I also pray that maybe if there's others that came in today, that maybe there was a need in their life or something they were facing and they could not share. We just ask for your grace and your peace and your mercy and your love today to be extended into whatever that is that may be happening in their lives. And I pray that you will continue to work in our situations as we are walking through this season of Lent. And Lord, we want to be a people that honor you in all that we do. Thank you that you forgive us when we fail you, and that you are the one that is working to transform us and realign our hearts and spirits and lives, that we might be faithful disciples of yours as we continue on this journey and walk to that place of the cross of Golgotha where Jesus gave his life, and we come out the other side with you through the resurrection that we celebrate at Easter. God, that you'll continue to guide and direct and bless. And I pray that for those that may be there in that Easter service that don't normally come to church, God, that your life-giving presence will be real to them in a special way as we worship together and celebrate your risenness and what you are doing today in our world and lives. Thank you for all of these things. Bless the rest of our time together, Lord, as we break the bread of your word. May you speak to our hearts and encourage us and strengthen us as your followers. As we ask all of this in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to thank you for praying with us this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And once again, we want to say thank you to all of you for your faithfulness and your giving that makes a difference, not only as we continue to be able to worship here and have this place where we can gather and experience God's presence in a special way, but also as we reach out and be a blessing in so many ways. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Would you join with us in our prayer of dedication there in the bulletin? O God, whose richness is found at the table of extravagant love for neighbor, we entrust these gifts to your care, that they may abound in your steadfast love for all persons. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I just wanted to say thank you, Carla, for that very unique rendition of Take It to the Lord in Prayer. I was just sitting there thinking about that as she was playing that a little bit ago this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from Exodus chapter 20. We are not going to be, or I'm not going to be reading the entire section of Exodus 20, which is part of the lectionary reading today. But I'm going to highlight some that I want to use towards the message this morning about honoring God. And so let's begin there. You can see Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 through 5 and 7 and 8 through 10. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You must have no other gods before me. Do not make an idol for yourself of anything in the sky above or on the earth below or in the waters under the earth. Do not bow down to them and worship them. Do not use the Lord your God's name as if it were of no significance. Remember the Sabbath day and treat it as holy. 6 days you may work and do all your tasks, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word today, to our hearts and our minds, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, Sister Mary Ann was making her rounds visiting homebound patients one afternoon when she ran out of gas in her vehicle. As luck would have it, there was a gasoline station only a block away. So she walked to the station to borrow a gas can and buy some gas. The attendant told her that the only gas that he owned had been loaned out, or a gas can, sorry, there was a word missing, that had been loaned out and never returned. So Sister Mary Ann walked back to her car to see if she had something to use for the gas. As luck would have it, she spotted a bedpan in her trunk. She carried the bedpan back to the gas station, filled it with gas, and then carried the full bedpan all the way back carefully to her car. As she was pouring the gas into her tank, two Baptist preachers watched from a window across the street. One of them turned to the other and said, "Hey, if that thing runs, I'm turning Catholic." I want to talk to you this morning about honoring God. Honoring God. Our reading today is about the 10 words. The 10 words that came as a gift from God and formed the basis of God's covenant with Israel. So far in our kind of, I wouldn't say it's a series, but I did continue to use the passages dealing with covenant through our lectionary so far. And today we're dealing with the covenant that God established with Israel at Sinai through Moses. And the 10 words were kind of like the preamble to it. You know, there's a preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America that talks about whatever it does. Sorry, Carla, I knew I was going to get a look on that. But the 10 words were given as a gift from God and formed the basis of that covenant. And here's what I want you to see. It upheld a vision of grace and fairness for all God's people, irrespective of where they were on the social scale or the religious scale or whatever you want to say. And embedded in the 10 are the two great commands. Yes, in the Gospels, Jesus calls them commands, of loving God and loving neighbor. In fact, Jesus said that this is one of them, along with the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So loving God, loving neighbor, and doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, Jesus said these words, on these things hangs all the words of the law and prophets. In other words, he says, if you walk in love for God with all of your being and love your neighbor as yourself, and you do unto others as you would have them to do, everything in the Old Testament will be walking in. That's a lot to think about, and I don't want to dwell on that, but it's just something to think about that for this morning. Now, Lent is that season when we reflect on how we might honor God. If some of you, the few of you that were there at Ash Wednesday, I talked a little bit about that and how we kind of open our lives to God doing some spring cleaning in us, so to speak. And during that Lenten season, sometimes people do different things to honor God through that season, to allow God to work in their hearts, maybe more so than what they normally would do, like praying more so and fasting and scripture reading and almsgiving. In other words, giving to help the poor and those in need, or maybe different things that you've seen. There was a meme going around and I loved it that was going around on Facebook instead of doing these things, why don't we stop doing these things? And I kind of liked it. But as we're going to see here in a moment, there's some things I want you to see about all of that. So our reading today voices ways we might honor God. And we're going to look at three of them, and I'm going to put them in broad categories to try to cover this. And I'll allude to a little bit about the latter half of the 10 words also. And so we might honor God by walking in grace, or we honor God by walking in grace. Now, I shared this with the kids, but let me read it again. I am Yahweh, your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt, out of a life of slavery. Here's what I want you to see, a couple things with that. First of all, grace is the foundational facet, aspect of God's covenant with Israel. Now, through history, there have been, when the church and the Protestants started having issues with the Catholics and some of their beliefs and thinking and theology, especially those areas where it was harder to find those practices in Scripture, one of the things that started to happen is there was a divide that started happening about law and grace. And somehow that spun over into this idea that the Jews and Israel, following the Old Testament, were walking in the law and not grace. And when Paul comes along, he tells us that we live according to grace and not the law. Well, there has been a lot of challenges to that, saying that, and if you even go talk to rabbis today and Jewish people, they'll say that the foundation of their faith is grace, just like ours is. And why? Because grace is the base of God's liberating covenant with Israel. That's why God says, I am the Lord your God who rescued you. I did this freely. I did this out of my own love and care for you. In fact, if you think about it, grace is the basis of all that God does for us in life. Even extending it out to people who do mock God or don't believe in God or say they don't believe in God or whatever you want to say. God still extends grace into people's lives. And the thing about this is that the 10 words are a gift of grace from God. They're not meant to be words that we use to beat people with or keep them in line, you know, our son or daughter or whoever lies to us and we're, thou shalt not lie, you know, kind of a thing that went on down through the centuries and years. No, they are God's words of grace to us. You cannot legislate or enforce them. Just like I was telling the kids and talking to the kids, when they say their sister or brother tells them to do something, they don't want to do it. They want to do just the opposite. And Paul talks about that in Romans and Galatians when he talks about how the new covenant works in our hearts through grace so that we will follow what God wants for our lives. And the thing about them is they are only meaningful if we walk in grace. In fact, that's true of everything. That's why we need Christ. That's why we need the Spirit that works in our lives, that helps us to want to walk in God's ways and give us a desire to walk in what God wants for our lives. And if we miss this, listen to this morning. If we miss that aspect of grace regarding the 10 words, and miss that in regarding to walking in God's ways and wanting to honor God, we will only bring misery into our lives. Because we will think, oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this or I'm going to get punished. Or God's going to send me to hell or whatever other kind of thing we think in our minds. And not only that, but we will bring misery into other people's lives because we'll convey that to them. And honoring God is about walking in grace. Not only giving ourselves grace, but extending that grace to others. Psychologists tell us that when we have trouble with things in us, it always comes out on how we treat others. So if we can't extend grace to ourselves, most likely we won't give any grace to anybody else in life. And so we honor God by walking in grace. And that is important, and I put it first because the next two things I'm going to talk about, they have to happen in that realm of grace, in that spirit of grace. The second way that we can honor God is by committing ourselves to God. By committing ourselves to God. No other gods before me. No carved gods of any size, shape, or form. Don't bow down and worship them, as our reading said. What are we talking about there? We're talking about devotion to God, which is important. Devotion to God is important. Now, the Israelite had certain ways they expressed their devotion to God. Specifically through their worship, worship practices, and all of that, and their faith practices and following God in their lives. Let me ask you a question. How do we express our devotion to God in our lives today? Very similarly, if you think about it. When we worship God, when we gather together and worship God, when we walk in the grace that God has given us and extend that to others, when we pray for others, when we practice our faith in the various ways of our faith practices, and there's lots of them, and I don't want to take time to deal with all of them, but all of those ways we do in grace. And that's our way of committing ourselves to God and saying, God, I want to serve you and follow you. And one of the others that's specifically mentioned in here is keeping the Sabbath as sacred, keeping the Sabbath as sacred. Now, what does that mean? Well, let me just say a couple things. For some reason in our society today, we don't consider much as sacred anymore. But God instructed Israel to observe and keep the seventh day, ceasing from their labors and worshiping God. Now, keeping the Sabbath meant setting aside that day apart as special, sacred, as a day of rest, and as a day of worship. So let me ask you a question. We live in a different, unique time. So the seventh day in their time was Saturday. Christians began to change Sabbath to Sunday, the first day of the week, because it was the first day of the week that Christ was raised from the dead. And so when we gather for worship and hold that as important in our lives today, that is meaningful in our way of honoring God. Now, here's something I want to say to you. Today, we live in a society where many have to work on Sunday. So here's my question. How do we incorporate Sabbath into our week? How do we take a day like God did at creation and stop and rest and worship? How do we do that? Well, I've encouraged Christians through the years that have had to work on Saturday, but maybe they have another day off. I've encouraged them, take that day, rest. Let your body rejuvenate. Worship God, however that may be. And what a difference that could make in their lives. And I believe it is how we commit ourselves to God and honor God. Third thing here is we honor God by upholding God's name. Upholding God's name. Now, what are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about using God's name for wrong purposes. And when we do that, we only make God's reputation empty or insignificant. Here's what it says very literally. Do not lift up the Lord your God's name as if it were empty or of no significance. How do we misuse God's name? How do we lift it up in ways that damages God's reputation? I hear it and see it all the time on Facebook from people that talk about Christians that give God and Jesus a bad name by something they've done, whatever it could be. And we need to be careful in our lives. Now, I understand, listen to me, none of us are perfect. None of us live perfect lives. In fact, all of us mess up probably every week and probably every day. That's why the ancient Israelites were so cautious. And many Christians and Jews and even Muslims to this day refuse to use God's name in manners that would bring God's character and reputation into question. Let me give you some examples. You're going to understand this right away. Politicians or religious leaders who use God's name for various agendas of their own that have really nothing to do. Let me tell you something. I'm going to be real honest with you. All the years that I've pastored and every church that I've pastored at, I've said, God, forgive me if I was wanting to do my agenda and not yours, and I brought a bad thing to your name or reputation. And I've had to tell people that before, because it's so easy sometimes to do that. That's why I think Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount said, don't swear any oaths under God's name. Don't bring God into the picture. Just let your yes be yes or your no be no. You know how we are. I swear to God, I did it. You know, or whatever it may be. We've all probably been there before. And all of that can be, and other things can be ways that we can misuse. But what about positive? What about something positive? Yes. I think one of the clear positive things about using God's name rightly is this. Prayer is a positive way of invoking God's name. You know, when we gather in or pray to God in Jesus' name, we are inviting God's presence and purpose into our situations. And Jesus said, he even said, when you pray to your heavenly Father in my name and my Father does things, God's name will be glorified because of that. And that's a positive aspect. And that's why I think Jesus taught us to pray our Father like we do, or pray to our Father in His name. That's a positive way of evoking the name and bringing glory to God. Now, all of that, all too often, as we all know, there are things in our lives that can take the place of God. Perhaps that's why Jesus said we're to love or be loyal to God with our whole selves. And Lent reminds us of the importance of honoring God and letting go of things that hinder our relationship with God, but also of receiving His grace, because we will fail often. The 10 words remind us of some practical ways we can follow God's best for our lives as we walk in grace, commit ourselves to God, and uphold God's name and reputation, honoring God. Amen. Amen. Well, take a moment or two and shake a few hands there this morning, and then we will close out with our chorus there in just a minute or so. I'm going to teach you a new one today. This has been on my mind for several weeks, and I went together with Carla, and because I think it goes along with the whole Lenten Easter message so well. We used to sing this at the last church that I had pastored. So hopefully you'll kind of pick up on it. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I love to sing Your praises. I'm so glad You're in my life. I'm so glad You came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Sing it again. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I love to sing Your praises. I'm so glad You're in my life. From the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Hey, I heard you singing that second time around. Some of you may have known it already, but it's always one of my favorites, and I hope we'll sing it some more. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Let us live in God's promises and walk in God's wisdom. May the promises of the Lord and the nearness of God's Spirit draw us closer to Christ. Amen.